And once again, a dueling box view of some of the assets that are involved in recovery operations today. The
Integrity, cabin configured, all crew suited and seated.
Houston, copy.
That confirmation from Reed Wiseman aboard Integrity. As you see, the assets are being deployed to the splashdown zone. At the time of splashdown, we expect the John P. Murtha to be about 5 miles away from Integrity, keeping a safe distance until we are sure that the vehicle is in the water and upright, and that it is in a good configuration system-wide for the recovery teams to begin to approach the vehicle to erect that inflatable raft.
2 minutes to CMRCS warm-up hotfire.
Ready.
That call from spacecraft communicator Jackie Mahaffey indicating that we're 2 minutes away from a quick burst of the reaction control system thrusters. That will be a hot fire test prior to the separation of the crew module from the service module. The European service module has performed flawlessly throughout this flight. Everything, all the burns that had been prescribed for that service module have been executed on time and without a problem. There is the European flight control room that has overseen the manufacturing, the design of the European service module. They deserve quite a bit of credit on this mission for not only propelling the Integrity and its astronauts toward the moon, but also conducting the fine-tuning of its trajectory to bring it to this point where we are dead spot on down the middle of the corridor trajectory-wise to bring Integrity down for its splashdown in the Pacific just 44 minutes from now.